Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called The Vicious Spiral of Obedient Love. Some things don't matter, and some things really matter. Sometimes the things that don't matter get the most fuss and attention, and sometimes the things that really matter get neglected. Paul writes about this tendency in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. People were getting caught up in debates about different kinds of status, circumcised or not, enslaved or not, married or not. He writes verse 19 about what is important. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is keeping the commandments of God. Paul said almost the exact same thing in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Now, this devotional is badly named. The term vicious spiral is there to invoke the image of a scenario in which one action cascades and builds upon another. A vicious cycle or spiral represents things progressively getting worse and worse. I see the scriptures describing obedience in a similar spiraling way, but without it being mean, vicious, or negative. Paul says what matters is keeping God's commandments, which he explains means a life of faith expressing itself through love towards God and others. And Jesus further emphasizes what obedience looks like in John chapter 15, verse 17, when he point blank explains obedience. This is my command, love each other. Obeying God's commands looks like loving people. This is what really matters. Pray that our church might spiral in obedient love. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.